Today we're visiting with waterfall biologist Mike Szymanski to talk about the upcoming waterfall season. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Mike, in order to have good duck numbers, you need to have good habitat and good water conditions. We're in a major drought right now. How are things looking?
Well, Mike, it's been a pretty exceptional year for folks on the landscape and wildlife as well. Going back to 2019, we were very wet and we came out of that very wet. But the last half of 2020 was very dry and it continued basically all through this summer. And our habitat conditions are really showing it. We're about 67% below the 73-year average on our wetland index. So very, very dry. The fortunate thing, though, is that we have a lot of ducks still. Our duck numbers are still at or above the long-term average, 73-year average. So that's good. But then getting through summer and not having great habitat conditions on the wetland side, upland habitats were not real great either. And no precipitation to incite renesting attempts led to pretty poor production overall for ducks. So our duck brood index was 23% below the long-term average on that end of things. So not kicking out a lot of young ducks into the fall flight this year.
Mike, with these wetlands drying up around the state, are there any benefits to that?
Absolutely. It's very important for prairie wetlands to go through a natural drying process, natural drying and re-wetting process to cycle nutrients and keep them productive. So we do need to go through drought and drying periodically in wetlands. It is unfortunate this year that the intensity of the drought was as strong as it was and as widespread. It's not really good for wildlife or especially people on the landscape.
Okay, let's go through each individual duck species. How are numbers looking?
Numbers overall are not looking real great. On the mallard side of things, our indices were the lowest since 1993, and for pintails, the lowest since 1991. Both of those species are early nesting species and they really didn't look like they put forth a very, very great renesting or initial nesting effort whatsoever. Blue-winged teal, they're very abundant and they made up a very large percentage of our overall brood index. So they're always doing pretty good. Diving ducks really didn't do much in the state on our brood surveys. They were mostly absent for that matter. So that was pretty surprising because one would think that they're gonna use overwater nesting and bigger wetlands, but without the seasonal basins available, they just really didn't put much of a nesting effort forward this year either. When we say production was very, very poor, I mean, it was, but to be frank, it's not zero. There was some production this year. So we're not just shooting adult ducks. There are some young birds out there.
Okay. Waterfall hunters always want to know how conditions are in Canada.
Yeah, we do rely on some migration from Canada for duck and goose hunting. In a perfect situation, we'd have really, really good local production and then really good production up there too, so that we can kind of get, good hunting on the front end and then good hunting through migration. But Prairie Canada was also quite dry. Not as bad as North Dakota. North Dakota seemed to be the epicenter of drought in the Prairie Pothole region. But nonetheless, production is probably going to be pretty poor coming out of Prairie Canada this year. Same situation though, lots of ducks. Continental duck populations are still quite good. So, in the end, it just means a little bit more adultish fall flight.
Okay. How about Canada geese? How about Canada goose hunting?
Yeah, Canada goose hunting in North Dakota should be pretty good. And it sounds like things have been going pretty well for harvest in the early season and August management take as well. Our Canada goose numbers continue to go up. We're just coming off of two exceptional years of production in North and South Dakota for temperate breeding Canada geese. So there's a lot of subadults flying around. Production seemed to be at least average between the Dakotas. and breeding populations were quite high as well. So that opportunity is out there. Canada geese are very abundant.
Okay, any regulation changes this year, Mike?
The biggest one, which is still kind of a small one, is just that we're doing away with the hunting hours change for geese and cranes that happens sort of in the middle of the season at daylight savings time. So instead of starting at 1 p.m. and then changing, we're starting right off the bat with a 2 p.m. Hunting hour closure, except for Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Any advice for hunters this fall?
The biggest thing is just to, you know, I mean, first of all, temper your expectations. It has been a very tough year for waterfowl in the state. Hunting conditions are also going to be tough, but there will be some opportunities out there. As I mentioned, there's lots of ducks. So fortunately, there could be some opportunities where ducks are a little bit more concentrated due to drier conditions. So with fewer young in the fall flight, hunters should really expect a little bit more difficulty trying to get birds to decoy or work in their favor. You know, it's an interesting situation with our habitat conditions and precipitation conditions. Our fall flights have sort of dipped into this realm that we haven't seen in quite a while. Big thing is just to be real courteous on the landscape. Pay attention to our new posting laws that have happened with electronic posting, making sure you're checking both physical posting aspects, looking for signs, but also looking at the online applications to see if things are electronically posted. You know, making sure they pay attention to the ndresponse.gov website to find out current fire conditions and local restrictions that there might be pertaining to off-road travel. You know, of course, waterfowl hunting does have some aspects where people do need to get off trail to get equipment out, so they really need to pay attention to that.
Just use caution.
Yep.
A lot of great information, Mike. Thank you.